All right, AOA podcast back for another episode. Dry January is over. Frankie C's having a glass of wine like a gentleman. And we've got a whole podcast planned for you.
It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful.
Tom Brady retires. Speaking of which, so does Ozzy and so does Dr. Phil. It's retirement Wednesday today.
What the hell is going on?
The FBI raids Biden's house. CNN is making some moves. America's biggest problem. Plus.
Oh, yeah, we didn't get to that.
Gunther's Millions. Jessica Simpson. The Who's You Gunther? People recap. Super Bowl trivia. Megan Fox. And so much more with some wine on a Wednesday. It's Wine Wednesday. And that's a podcast, my friend. That was a nice little chime there.
This thing, I don't know what it is, but it, let me see.
Like a church bell.
It's pretty good.
Not bad at all.
I'm going to do that every now and then just to annoy the hell out of everyone.
When it's time to move on to the next topic, you just okay. Ring the bell.
Sounds good. I might be a glass in the hole already.
That a boy. That a boy. All right. Tom Brady retires today. Put out a crying video. Yeah, again. He put out a crying video where he like held back tears and then he cried a little towards the end and announced his retirement. And I just watched that video going, what a huge dope. What a big, stupid idiot.
What did he do? He was crying.
Yeah. He was like on a beach and he was like, I'm not, you know, he's like, he's getting choked up. He didn't really cry. He was just getting choked up. And he was just like, I'm retired. I couldn't help it. I'm watching this. I'm going, you dope, you idiot. You went back to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for one more awful year, and it cost you your wife, marriage, yeah, family, kid. Like, you know,
you could have spent that year being retired, drying your tears with your how many rings? Five, six rings?
Seven, I think. I think he's seven rings. Seven.
Jeez,
idiot.
Yeah, my heart bleeds for you, buddy.
Yeah, for a guy who basically made his life on reaction and timing, he could not have had worst timing when it came to this retirement announcement.
No, it's before. I'd wait till after the Super Bowl. Wait till the season's over. Wait till things calm down.
Then see, he did it strategically because he waited till today. Like the lull of the Super Bowl is starting. Like now's the quiet time. So here's what happens: AFC NFC Championship Sunday, right? Yeah. Monday, everybody talks about the recap of the game. The first odds come out on the Super Bowl. That lingers in through Tuesday. Today, tomorrow, and Friday, all is quiet. And then everybody goes to wherever the Super Bowl is this weekend, and they start Super Bowl week with all the press and all the things.
So you think there'll be any talk about Tom Brady during the Super Bowl?
There'll be tons of talk, yeah. Right. You do it now because nobody's talking about the game right now because there's the lull. And then when everybody gets back together and they need something to talk about, that's what they're going to discuss for the entire next week is this guy's retirement.
This guy just start, you know, you go, you retire, you join one of these sports talk shows and you, what else do you want? How many more rings will it take for you to stop and just relax and just call it a day?
Well, he hasn't even, because remember, you forgot already, he signed a contract with Fox Sports. So he is immediately starting. He signed
it. I never knew that. You have to have known something to have forgotten it.
We've talked about that before. So it definitely came up.
I don't listen to you.
He signed a 10-year, $375 million contract to be on Fox Sports.
When does that start?
Whenever he wants. They thought it was going to start this past year because he retired last summer.
He had an open-ended, I'll start whenever the hell I feel like it, 10-year contract.
Yep. They needed to do something Fox Sports. They needed to do something big. They were afraid he was going to go to ESPN. So they were like, you know what? Here's the contract. You sign it now. You start whenever you want. And he was like, okay.
Whatever they're paying him, I'll do it for half.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Don't matter.
Well, you know, it's funny. The guy that they got is this guy, Greg Olsen. So he was kind of just like holding down the fort, waiting for Tom Brady. And now everybody loves Greg Olsen. They're like, this guy's good. Don't get rid of him.
What's not to love about Greg Olsen?
I mean, for reals.
I mean, we all love Greg Olsen. He's He's the man.
Yeah. The one thing I'll say, I'll give Tom Brady credit for, which I probably wasn't even him, but was probably one of his lackeys, was he said he was not going to do this big long-winded retirement speech. You only get one of those, and I used it last summer. That's what he said. So I'll give him that credit. That was a funny ass line.
Yeah, but he cried and on the beach, wiping his tears with his Super Bowl trophies.
Yeah, he did get a little weepy and emotional.
His $100 bills drying, blowing his nose and everything. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he'll be just fine. It sucks that he had to lose his marriage over one more shitty season.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if it's just me, because I've been known to be labeled as a quote unquote pussy on this show, Frank.
But you're also a dick, so
six in one, half a dozen in the other. But my point is like, I mean, for the world, I wouldn't give up my family. You know what I mean? Like,
of course.
I don't know. Most men would be like, okay, I will give this up for you. You know, it's not a problem.
He was on top. He was going, it wasn't like he was quitting with nothing. I mean, he was the best player the sport has ever seen, arguably.
Yeah. Right.
And, you know, he had how many championships? The guy probably had how many commercial deals or whatever.
Right.
It's not like he was retiring with nothing.
What I'm saying is men are used to giving up things. We're used to sacrificing. Mm. Basically, our whole life is a sacrifice, you know? Like, for instance, I have a friend of mine. He likes looking at chicks' asses. Okay.
Right.
So his significant other caught him looking at an ass when he was a teenager, in his prime ass-looking years.
Right.
He's never lived it down. And now he can't look at asses anymore without having to hear about it. And that's no way to live, Frank.
I mean, I was questioning the validity of this story from the beginning because you said you had a friend, but now I know who you're talking about.
You men sacrifice so much. So much.
We do. We sacrifice a lot. A lot.
And so we're used don't.
To... What?
We sacrifice way more than men do.
No. I mean, it's
not. Absolutely.
I'm not even close.
We're all sacrificing. Everybody's sacrificing. You're sacrificing. I'm sacrificing.
What do men sacrifice?
Here's to sacrifice.
Frank is celebrating the end of Dry January in a major way. In a major way.
I'm not letting this holiday.
That's cranberry
slip by
juice
me.
Plus.
No, this is ice a. Tea. No, this is a blueberry port from Duckwalk Vineyards.
Oh my God! Why?
It is wonderful.
Why would you do that? See, this is why. How you know he doesn't drink wine?
It's really good. Plus, it's very sweet, which is right up my alley.
Oh, I had a.
It's a dessert wine you're drinking there.
Yeah,
that's,
port.
That's exactly I drank. That's exactly what I drank after I painted Lauren's windows coming back from the winery that one time.
When you vomited at 70 miles an hour?
Why are you painting windows?
At a moving, when she threw up out of a moving car.
Oh, I see. I got it.
Yeah.
Didn't get the metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
I got it.
Just
you know, that's not the only time I threw up out a window in recent years.
I'm not surprised.
Do you give a heads up? Hey, can you pull over, or you just let it go? No warning.
The last time that happened was in like 2016, and it was bad because it was on the southern state.
Yeah, but do you tell the driver, hey, give the driver like a 30-second heads up, like I'm gonna puke, pull the car over, or do you just roll down the window?
Driver, who am I going with?
Well, you're obviously driving and you're not drunk.
No, it was my husband, obviously.
Well, I meant whoever's driving.
Who sacrificed drinking that day so he could drive his drunk, pukey girlfriend around, or wife at the time.
Count it. So do you give the heads up or you just roll down the window and let it fly?
I'll be honest with you. We ate at a Mexican place with our friends. Not you guys, because I said friends. And there was a long wait, so we kept just drinking margarita pitchers. And then all of a sudden, the entrees come. We sit down, the entrees come out, and I'm sitting there. I go, I have to go outside. Now, it's March, and it's freezing out. I go without my jacket, and I sit on the curb, on the cement outside, because that's how sick I felt. And I was like, I'm good. I guess my husband sacrificed eating the rest of his meal because he came outside to see if I was okay.
Count it.
And I'm like,
keeping a tally.
I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'm not gonna throw up. We leave, going home, and I start to feel sick, freezing out. Pulled down the window. I didn't even give the warning. I just
stuck
stuck my head out and started throwing up. Probably at 65 miles
an hour. Oh my God.
No good. You got to give the, hey, honey, can you pull over? That'll take approximately 20 seconds to pull off to the side of the road.
There was not enough time. And
still, you want that's the courteous thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, underneath the door handle.
Frozen. Oh, at least it was frozen and not mushy.
Oh, come on.
I'd rather touch frozen puke than not frozen puke.
Is that a fact? Is frozen puke better? Is that where?
It's a little better. You're not sticking your hand in soup. You're sticking your hand on an ice cube.
Oh, rather. I can't do throw up. Can't. Nope.
Well, you're the one who threw up. This is your story.
You're the habitual vomiter.
It's making me sick. I'm making myself sick.
Did you get any cars behind you?
I don't even know. All I know is that my husband was not happy with me at that point.
See, he didn't do what I did. When I had to drive my brother home from the Met game, you put him in the house, and then you come outside and hose off the car. Did he hose off the car before going inside and say, yeah, see?
Because it's March. So the hose is not connected
true.
Yet.
Mm. Yeah, that is a problem.
That's a problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Do you want to know what Giselle said about Tom Brady's retirement publicly on his Instagram?
Did she feel deflated?
Dad jokes.
Wishing you only wonderful things in this new chapter of your life. Prayer hands emoji.
Okay.
That's the standard good luck in your future endeavors.
No. Like, you want to know what that is, in my opinion?
What is it?
That's the high road, my friend. Look at Giselle.
Yeah, that's
up
true.
There on that road, ever so high. Mm. Class, mm-hmm. class, class. There's one classy person in this relationship and one big pile of shit. I'll let you guess who's who.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Figure that one out.
He's a piece of shit. He's always been a piece of shit. I don't like him. I never liked him.
Yeah.
Damn.
Especially what he did his first wife. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. That was screwed up.
Especially since she's hot. Like, she's hotter than that's the hottest chick he's ever going to be with.
Yep.
Well, I mean, she was pregnant and he left her. Like, how many months pregnant and he left her for just...
Yeah. What a piece of garbage.
Piece of crap.
He is not good.
Nope.
Well, he can throw a football, though. I'll tell you what. I like betting on him. That always worked out well.
Wow, that's it.
Anybody could throw a football. I could throw a football. Come on. You put me out there. You give me all the plays, and I'll throw the football.
Yeah, okay. I love Frank. Frank, what do they call that when you get drunk and you get all confident and you could do anything? What do they call that?
I have no idea, but I like it.
But you got it. All right, a lot of sacrifices we're talking about. Bird's favorite sacrifice, lamb. It's the best.
Oh, all right.
No, I would have to agree.
That's a classic.
Yeah. I also agree with Robin when he says that lamb had it coming. I will agree with that as well.
Stop.
Lamb was
welcome Funky Monkey to the chat. First time Funky Monkey ever made it to a live one.
Oh, there you go.
Fun, Funky Monkey.
Steven, hi from England.
Oh, England in the house.
Calling me the voice of reason. Thank you. Appreciate that. Dr. Dex on Team Frank.
Love it. Well, first of all, hold on. He drives on the wrong side of the road, so we can't.
Yeah, he don't know what's going on.
Not really. Not entirely.
Yeah. Why did we? We invented cars. Cars were around at the same time. It's not like England had them first and then we got them.
Right.
We all had cars at the same time. We all had roads at the same time. Why couldn't we at least agree on that?
Or are we the backwards ones?
We might be. But I'm saying is, why can't we all get on the same page with that? You know, everything has to be opposite metric and other, you know, whatever the hell our thing is called. What is our, like, their metric? What is our thing?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
Do we have a name for our thing?
Like centimeters versus inches and
centimeters versus feet,
Fahrenheit versus Celsius.
I don't know what our thing's called. They got metric. We got something else.
What are you laughing at over there?
I don't know the name.
I'm doing verse, but don't really know what it is.
Metric versus whatever it is we got.
Whatever the hell we call our thing. I don't know. Do we call our thing anything?
Yeah, we so our thing is called something. Yes.
What is it called? Yeah. Okay. Here we go, Professor. You tell me what it's called.
Wait, does Italy drive on the wrong side of the road too?
I feel like every country in Europe has a different.
I can't remember now.
Yeah. I don't know.
But wait a second. We invented the car here, did we not? Wasn't that Ford? Didn't Henry Ford start the car?
Yeah, but there were roads before that.
So are you telling me that
the horse and carriages
were on the other side?
Were left and right. Was there a left and right side of the street with horse and carriages?
I don't know.
Just come as you are.
I don't think there was that many things. By the way, everybody is screaming in the chat, the Imperial system.
Thank you. I couldn't think of Liquid Courage is what I've got.
He's on
Liquid Courage. That's it. Thank you, Brett.
First glass of blueberry port, guys. Watch out.
It's good stuff.
Well, I don't have a manly wine drinker to pal around with. Isn't that sad?
His wife.
This is a manly wine. What's wrong with port?
He's going to be three pumps in before he starts to feel that nausea. He's like, let me wrap that.
No. Justice with the insight. The Flintstones had the first car. You see?
That's true. Excellent point. How could we miss that historical fact?
I don't know how we missed it.
Thank you for keeping us on target, Ms. Justice. I appreciate that always.
I love that meme of the Flintstones around a Christmas tree. And it says, what are they celebrating? Wait a minute.
All right. Speaking of celebrating, the FBI raided Joe Biden's Rehoboth Beach home today.
Get out of town.
They raided it like without him. They're just like, we're coming in.
Do you remember a few short weeks ago, the first time a president's home was ever raided and how shocked we were? Yes. And here we are just a mere, I don't even know, 6 weeks later. And
sounds right.
And we're like, who cares about this anymore? I mean,
right.
Pence has got documents. Obama's got documents. They all got them now. Trump was right about that. He's like, they all do it. And we were like, yeah, this guy's crazy. He's still saying all this crazy shit again. But that was correct. They all seem to have them. They're all holding on to them. Mm. And the FBI was down there in Delaware today to collect them.
They collected them, but it wasn't the big difference everybody seems to forget every time we talk about this is when they volunteered the documents over. Biden, even I think Pence and anybody else was like, here, we have these documents. I'll give them to the National Archives. Trump was like, they're mine. I'm keeping them. You can't have them. Ignored subpoenas until they had to force their way onto the property and take the files. That's the difference.
Mm.
Is that not a big difference?
I mean,
no, they still did it.
Yeah, I think Trump's a bigger dick. That's really
he's a bigger dick. That's my point.
He's just a bigger dick about everything.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, but anyway,
you name it.
I'll say this too: like everybody's like, oh, they're weaponizing the FBI. They're weaponizing the FBI. Well, clearly, not really, because the FBI is like, hey. We're fucking coming in to get some. We're going through your house, like we're.
Whenever the FBI goes after a criminal, and that criminal happens to be a Republican official, it's don't break the law, and they won't come after you. That's the thing. You
know, stop breaking the law, asshole.
Stop breaking the law, asshole. That's the thing.
Good flop too. No difference. They're all pieces of shit.
Oh, that could be.
Bird, I just want people to stop breaking papers home. That's true.
Yeah,
what's hysterical about all of this? They're not reading these things. You think politicians are reading papers? What are they doing with all these papers?
Never.
I don't know. It looks official.
First of all, I'm a president. My wife says to me the other day, she goes, does all the people in Congress, I forgot what we were talking about, but she's like, does all the people in Congress get a staff? I go, yeah. They get
that's who reads everything.
Yeah. You get four staffers, at least. Like the shittiest, lowest rung of Congress who barely gets an office gets four people to work on their staff.
Yeah, and you know what? When they get these bills that are this thick, That's who's reading them.
Yeah.
They're not reading them.
They're not reading
shit. Their staff is reading them and giving them the summary.
Most of them can't even read.
Right.
Yeah. Or so right. I don't know what they're doing with all these fucking papers.
I don't know. I know Trump ain't reading them. His briefings were one page every day. He insisted on it. And they had to have pictures in it.
One page briefings in crayon, please, so I can follow along.
Double space.
Scented crayons.
Scented crayons.
You ever smell a scented crayon?
No, scented markers, though.
Oh, yeah.
Those were big when we were in
school. Yeah, but none of them were ever good.
Grape was always good. Other than that.
Have we talked about this, how they figured out the scent of banana or the flavor of banana and banana candy because it's not actual banana? Have we talked about this yet?
No. What is it?
I don't know if I'm stealing somebody else's material. But like, you ever get those little banana candies?
Sure.
Or your banana scented, you know, crayons or markers or whatever. It's not what a real banana smells like.
That's like grape.
Yes. It's like grape. Same thing. We all universally agree the grape smell, but it's not what an actual grape smells like or tastes like for that matter.
I guess. I mean, there are different grapes, different smells.
It's kind of the same thing with strawberry, too, when you think about it. Strawberry smell is not what a real strawberry
tastes like. And that's why I don't like anything really strawberry flavored, but I like strawberries.
Well, I think it all depends on what you're looking at. Like if it's a cheap product that they say smells like strawberry, or if it's like a high end, they really put their, they're all into it. I'm sure there's a difference in every level of scented material.
You know what's good?
Okay.
Go. Let's go with what's good.
I know I already talked about this. Cucumber vodka. That tastes good. And it does taste like you like it.
We had it in the drink at the Christmas dinner.
And you said you liked it a lot.
No, it was good. That was a good cocktail. I thought you meant like just drinking straight up cucumber vodka. Because that I could not do.
Okay. A little simple syrup in there. You got this. Ow.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, right.
I have a little, you know what? Sometimes little paper cuts are worse than real cuts. Fuck.
They are terrible.
Well, that is when you get cucumber vodka in it.
Yeah, that's true.
Stop drinking during the thing. You know what I was going to say? What's weird is like the older I get, the more simple I get with like, so for instance, you brought up strawberries. Is there anything better than slicing up strawberries and putting like a little whipped cream on them? And
I don't know what kind of kink you're into.
I think he just told you.
A little pound cake, maybe a little slice of cake, like a simple. Like, I feel like in my 20s, I was like, give me the fucking, Cheesecake Factory, peanut butter, chocolate, triple cheesecake, like 10,000 ingredients, just sugar and sludge and shit. And now I'm kind of like, just slice up some strawberries and put some whipped cream on top and it'll be fine.
I don't like strawberries on cake.
What?
What's
gross?
I can never figure you out.
Have you ever taken a pound cake, put some strawberries on top, and put some? It's a strawberry shortcake. You've never had strawberries?
I'd rather have a piece of cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory, and I don't even like cheesecake that much.
Man, do you like anything?
I'm very picky.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if I'm following this. You've never had strawberry shortcake, and you've never had cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory?
I've had strawberry shortcake. I don't like it. I don't like the combination with fruit and cake, like a dry cake.
That's like every cake.
No. Almost. No.
Pretty much
other than chocolate and vanilla, you're getting a fruit cake.
Wait, and also, are you the one who doesn't like pie?
Pie's okay. It's not my first go-to, but I don't love cheesecake, but I love Cheesecake Factory cheesecake.
Oh, you
like if somebody said, "Oh, I just got a cheesecake from the bakery." Nah, I'm good. I won't even go near it. I don't like it.
Can I tell you something? Rhoda says communist, and I don't even know if she's referring to you, but I hope she is because
I can't disagree with that. You're communist, yeah.
I don't love cheesecake.
What cake? You don't love cheesecake?
Nah. Fuck. Yeah.
All right. When Jace Abs goes for it, when she fucking turns loose, when she's like, fuck dieting, fuck everything. It's
what's your guilty pleasure?
It is dessert time. What is Jace Abs reach for?
There is a bakery here that makes a flourless chocolate cake that is amazing. And they make these little individual ones.
Please, everybody, answer in the comments as well. I want to know everybody's answer to this question. When you're going for it dessert-wise, what do you go for? All right, so flourless, so individual flourless chocolate cake?
Yeah.
Give me a size. What are we talking about here? This big? Okay. You have how many? One? Is one?
And I can't even eat. I make the roommate. I share it with the roommate.
Do you like ice cream?
Yet another sacrifice, Frank, because you can tell me that he doesn't want to have a whole one of those by him fucking self.
Right? No, he probably doesn't.
She's over there. Let's share it.
Here, let's share it. So I don't feel so guilty.
There's no whipped cream on top of that. There's no. Yeah. Okay.
No frills, no extras.
There's like a chocolate icing on top of it.
Icing or a ganache?
Ooh, ganache.
It's like a ganache.
Okay.
And there is a chocolate coconut cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory. That's really good.
Okay.
Like, right. I like anything coconut.
Me too. Oh, we've talked about this. I spent $12 on a slice of coconut cake for you that I regretted. Go ahead, Frank.
You sacrificed You sacrificed a chicken tender meal for your kid to feed me.
That's nice.
That was really good, though.
No, it was good, I think. Was it good? I can't remember if it was disappointing or if it was good.
I can't remember.
All I know is I got three slices and it was $36. I was like, what the fuck is this shit? Go ahead, Frank. What's your go-to?
My go-to dessert thing depends on my situation. If I'm home, ice cream is good. I like a Rocky Road kind of ice cream.
Oh.
If I'm out, like at a restaurant, it's a coin toss between. I like key lime pie. You usually have that in like every restaurant. I like sorbet.
Wait, did you have it at the place where we went to for my birthday?
I don't think so.
Which birthday?
The one that just happened.
I know, but which one of the six fucking parties we had to go to?
That's true.
Your place.
Oh, the key lime pie there is really good. Yeah, that's a good key lime pie.
And what else? Then there's, I like, what's that? Tiramisu is good.
Oh, Frank, I make tiramisu like from scratch. One day I'll make it for you. Yeah.
Nice.
It's actually really easy.
That's Jack Meoff's favorite tiramisu.
With the lady fingers and everything?
Jack Meoff, I'll send you a tiramisu.
Let's see, bird.
I wonder where he lives. Where does he live?
Wait a second. Can we go back to? Can we? Yeah, ask that question because last time we tried to send something to somebody, they lived in fucking.
Yeah, I know.
Africa. They lived in a village with no post office.
The thing kept coming back to us. Deanna likes creme brulee.
Wait, hold on. Let's go back to Rocky Road ice cream. There is no more of a vomit-inducing ice cream than Rocky Road ice cream.
What are you talking about? It's nuts, chocolate ice cream with and nuts and marshmallow. What's wrong with that?
Nuts don't belong in ice cream.
That's ridiculous. Like half of the ice creams out there have nuts in them.
I won't eat them. I'm immediately disappointed if there are nuts in an ice cream.
I'm not a huge fan of peanuts. Like I don't like pecan cake or anything like that. But I'm telling Rocky Road ice cream is my favorite.
It's to me, that's what vomit. That's the texture of
vomit.
You're
out of your mind.
It's like the squishiness of the marshmallow and the crunch of the peanut and the creaminess. And it's like if you're just shoving cold vomit into your face.
Yeah. What do you like? Coffee ice cream?
I love coffee ice cream.
Yeah. You're a dick.
Here's the $1 million idea that nobody's doing. I can't believe nobody is doing this, but butter pecan without the pecans. Just make that.
So butter ice cream.
I think that does exist.
You just want butter and ice cream
mixed
together.
Yeah, but it's got like the pecan essence in the ice cream. Actually, eating the pecans are dry and disgusting and awful.
No, it's like eating almonds. Ugh.
It's terrible. I don't know why an ice cream company doesn't do butter pecans without the pecans. That would be $1 billion idea.
That's just butter ice cream.
All right, Deanna, creme brulee. I will tell you this. Creme brulee is a go-to dessert when you've eaten too much. When you're like, I can't possibly fit anymore. And they go, we have a creme brulee. I go, all right, fine. Give me the creme brulee.
I don't like the consistency of it. Light.
You don't like the crunchy top and the creamy underneath? Mm. You're a big consistency person.
I am.
It's like a flan.
Yeah, that.
All right. All of these sound really good. Lava cake. Come on.
Oh, that's really good.
Who doesn't love a chocolate fucking lava cake?
Cakes are great.
Oh.
I like Robin. Carrots, a vegetable. Now
I
want that.
I like good pumpkin pie when it's in season.
Carrot cake. Okay. My friend's grandmother makes this carrot cake. When I tell you, I don't like carrot cake. And she told me, I was at one of her parties, and she's like, you have to just try it. I said, okay. It was so good. I went for a second piece. That's how good it was. It was orgasmic.
I like carrot cake, especially if it's got a good icing on it.
No.
You need a good icing. Yeah.
Good.
Carrot cake has nuts in it, though. Some carrot cakes have walnuts in it.
That's true. Little, but they're like tiny.
Tiny. Yeah. Dark chocolate cake with ganache from D. Ice cream is my go-to from Christine. Cannoli would be second.
Cannolis are good.
Nobody said cannoli.
I'm not a fan of cannolis either.
What?
You're not.
If I see that, I'm good. I don't need it.
The longer this episode goes on, the more I feel bad for your roommate.
Rainbow cookies. Rainbow cookies.
Yes, but I'm very specific about where I get them from because I make them myself.
I love a good rainbow cookie.
And not for nothing, I do make them pretty good.
I got to tell you, I like a good rainbow cookie. I've had them when you get them from like a bakery. Sometimes they're not as good as, honestly, you're going to think I'm crazy. You get them from like a supermarket.
No, get out of here.
In like the plastic. I'm telling you.
You're right.
It just tastes like a cookie and they're good.
You're right.
When you get them from a bakery, they make it like a cake and it's not as good. When you get them from like a supermarket or something, they're a little denser and they taste like a cookie.
I agree with you halfway because some bakeries just do a shitty job with them.
Yeah, and they don't put enough almond stuff in it.
Is that what it is? Because it lacks flavor. You probably just nailed it. Yeah. Yeah.
That's probably
they don't put enough.
I'm telling you, you get them. Give me a mass-produced rainbow cookie. I'm good. A rainbow cookie off an assembly line, and I'm in.
I just saw on TikTok somebody like had a black and white cookie, and they broke it in half, and the actual cookie part was a rainbow cookie.
Say that again?
That seems interesting. Like, you know, a typical black and white cookie, chocolate icing on one side, vanilla icing on the other side. They snap it in half and show you like the cross section, and it's the rainbow cookie.
It's the place near me.
Is that the place near you?
That place where I got the rainbow cookie cupcakes from 1 year.
See, now that's exciting.
And the crumb cake. Do you remember that?
I don't know if I remember a crumb cake.
It was 4th of July.
I can get into a black and white rainbow cookie.
Diaz
says, what's a rainbow cookie?
Anthony.
I'm vaguely...
Rainbow cookie is, you could, if you go to the bakery, it's red, white, and green. It's got the thin layer of, what is that in the middle?
Raspberry and also apricot jam. Yeah,
it's covered in chocolate.
Apricot.
And they cut them usually into like little cubes or like rectangular cubes.
It's the only cookie that's technically a cake.
Right.
We call them rainbow cookies, but it's kind of a cake for sure.
And they are, honestly, such an easy cookie to make.
Really?
They really are. They don't take long at all.
I feel like you have to make three different things and smush them together.
That's what I thought.
You make one batter, you divide it up into, you leave one, you know.
Don't break my heart. Are you telling me it's just food coloring?
And that's it. And you make one batter green and make one batter red. That's it.
It's the raspberry thing in the middle that makes it taste like it's
crumbling. I thought there were three different flavors all coming together for magic in my mouth.
Oh, my God.
Dia says they don't have them in California. That's terrible. I think that's a market we could corner.
Are you sure?
Bring the rainbow cookie out to California.
Seven layer. Yeah, they're also
seven layer. It's another name. Yeah.
I've never heard anybody call it a seven layer cookie.
I've heard that.
That's, you know why there's no Italians out there in California. It's a fucking wasteland out there.
I'm going to look them up and show you a picture.
We got to get you some help. Let's see here. Dark chocolate truffles, and then I dance and funky. Good for you, Funky Monkey. I like that. What is this? What is a Nanaimo bar?
They might be there.
Nanaimo bar.
Are they those little chocolate covered things?
Yeah, this is a rainbow cookie.
If you don't know. Excellent picture. There's a rainbow cookie. Okay. Dee's looking at that going, that's a cake. And yes. Oh. You basically.
And the Nanaimo bar, I've heard of that. I'm looking it up, but I've heard of it.
Oh, okay. Stop it all. Here's Rhoda. Hot cookies right out of the oven.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
God.
All right. And the Nanaimo bar. Yeah, they're like brownie / cookie.
Hold on. Hold that up. Oh, is that like a cookie on top and a brownie on the bottom?
I think so.
Hmm.
Correct us if we're wrong.
I don't think you know what you're talking about.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay, yeah, Paul says baklava, and that's an absolute lie. That is not anybody's favorite dessert. That's what we eat when we're trying to lose weight, and we still want some dessert.
And I'm going to be honest. You know when you get, like, the Italian pastries in the box, and there's, like, what's that one? It's all flaky, and it's, like, the lobstertail or whatever it's called?
Nope, you call it something else.
All right, whatever it
is.
I feel like the inside, it's good, but that crispiness in the outside, like, cuts my gums
up. Cold. Schwoyadel.
Schwoyadel. Yeah, that, like, I'm not going to say it's not good. It's good if you can get around the fact that the outside is so crispy, it feels like you're eating, like, you're biting through a crab shell.
Okay, is this true? Anthony advocates for pecan-less butter pecan ice cream at least 3 times annually. Have I said that before?
I never thought of that. I don't know.
Because I really want it. It's delicious.
Hey, you might be onto something.
Oh my God, listen to this. Rhonda, never tasted a cannoli. What is happening?
Rhonda, where are you? You've got to be in the middle of nowhere.
Send me your address. Don't post it publicly. Just send it to me.
I don't love.
Cannoli's great.
I leave
you ever
them.
See like the big when they make a big one, and just stuff it with little ones.
Although I have to be honest with you, I am becoming a bigger fan of the cannoli chips.
Okay.
Where they just break up the shell and then they just give you a wad of the cannoli cream.
Oh, you eat it like chips and dip.
Oh my God! Does it last longer? It doesn't get soggy.
That's what she said. Yeah. That is what she said. It doesn't get soggy.
Mm-hmm. I like when you put the cannoli cream in a cake.
What about...
Yes.
Yeah, that's true, too. Getting a banana with the peel on, freezing it, and then pouring dark chocolate over it.
If you can get that peel down, that's good eating.
I still can't believe I did that.
I can't believe you did it either.
I believe you did it.
I really can't believe you did that. That took me a second, too.
Oops.
Chocolate covered shortbread. I think Paul is just naming the worst desserts ever. That's not a fucking
no
good dessert.
Dia caved. She's eating sourdough bread with butter straight out of the oven right now.
No, oh, that's good.
She wants. She's thanks, guys.
Okay.
Wow. See, whenever we do a show, everybody ends up way hungrier after we do a show. Somehow, we always devolve into food talk.
I know. Lobster tail is filled with French cream. I thought it's the same cream that's in a shoyadel.
I know it's different.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't.
Lobster tail cream is the best cream. That's what she said.
I don't know. Well, Aussie Annie doesn't know cannoli either. I don't know what kind of desserts are in Australia.
I'm sure
they have different ones that we've never heard of.
We got to help the Australians. I don't know what they're doing over there without a cannoli.
You know, maybe they have different down under desserts.
At least she's got an excuse. She's on the other side of the fucking planet. I don't know what California's problem is. I don't know what the fuck they're doing over there.
I don't know how California doesn't have the 7-layer rainbow cookie.
I'll tell you, in the U.S., we really get fucked with desserts at Starbucks because the Starbucks desserts in Spain looked amazing. Like, look. Looked like you walked into a 5-star bakery.
Really?
You're like, come on. Yeah, I'm like,
we got a $3 cake pop.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like,
that cake pop will get you through a bad day, though. You get one of those around 3 o'clock.
Yeah, but it's this big.
I hope you get the reindeer one.
I mean, you take a bite of that and you go, you know what? Life's not that bad after all. You got a cake pop, you're good.
I'm rethinking this suicide.
Yeah, really. I'm going to tell you something. You know, my fantasy is to save people from jumping off a bridge. I'd have a fucking fistful of cake pops when I went up there. Right. I'd be like, let's just have one of these and talk about it. I'm telling you.
See, Jack, eating chocolate drizzled coconut macaroons right now. So me and Jack need to go on a date because that right there is, I love that.
Mm-hmm. You're a macaroon person, huh?
I like them too.
Rhonda, put M&Ms in your freezer, so good, melts in your mouth. That's bullshit. I think Rhonda is a dentist.
More customers.
Yeah, she's trying to just get more customers that way.
Right.
Lemon tart. Okay, I will say this as Paul continues to just name bad desserts. I have become more of a lemon fan in my old age too. That's another thing where I'm turning into an old man. Like a lemon cake or a lemon cookie, I would have never looked at that in my 20s. And now I'm kind of like, let's get a little lemon cake. Like, no bullshit. The lemon cake from Starbucks is even halfway decent.
Oh, you know what? Roommate loves that.
Yeah.
The lemon pound cake. Yeah, he likes that. Good.
A nice lemon meringue.
Oh, yeah.
You like the meringue?
I do like a good meringue. I always love watching people make lemon meringue or any kind of meringue because they're like, stiff peaks. You're looking for stiff peaks.
You got to have them rise up and then they brown. They torch them.
Torch them up a little bit.
All right. I think everybody's sufficiently.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Starved and hungry.
Jell-O.
I'm going to have to send husband to Carvel.
Okay.
Jell-O. You can't miss with Jell-O, though.
Here's the second most vomit-inducing dessert besides Rocky Road ice cream.
You don't like Jell-O?
Is ambrosia.
Ugh.
Oh, I actually don't mind ambrosia.
Oh, you have something wrong with you.
It's fruit and Jell-O and whipped cream. What's not to like?
Ugh, everything, every part of that.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
Every part of that.
You're insane.
Fried ice cream is actually really good.
Mm.
I used to get fried ice cream in the 80s at a Mexican restaurant in Jersey. Like years before it actually became a huge thing, and it is fucking delightful. Wasn't there a Howard Beach place? Was it Danny Szechuan that used to make the fried ice cream?
I think
that sounds right.
That always confused me because I always thought it was a Mexican thing. I still think it's a Mexican thing, but we had a Chinese place near us make it.
Yeah, and, I'm always down for some fried ice cream. That's
fine. Fried ice cream is good, but here's where they went wrong with that. They started selling fried ice cream like in the freezer section. That it don't work that way.
Mm-mm. I mean, you got to fry it. It's got to come out of the kitchen.
It's got to come hot out of the kitchen.
Freezing cold.
Yeah.
And fried. Okay. So what's happening?
CNN's making some news. They announced that Bill Maher. Okay. So Bill Maher does his show on HBO.
Right.
I think he does once, whenever he feels like it, once a month or so on HBO, he does a show. And then after that, he used to do a thing called Overtime where he would talk to his guests for a couple more minutes and that would go straight up on YouTube. That is now going on CNN. So his Overtime segment is going to go.
Wow, really?
Is going to go on CNN, which is a big move because Bill Maher is one of these, I'm going to shit on the establishment guys, and there's no more establishment than fucking CNN.
Right.
I was never a big fan of Bill Maher. He always makes these corny jokes from like 100 years ago.
That's because you're a bleeding heart liberal. That's why you don't.
No, he's pretty much, he's very liberal from what I understand. But
well, you know what's funny about this, Frank, as you're saying this? The fucking liberals are going crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're like, we don't want this right-wing conspiracy nut job. That's how bizarre we've become that the liberal pot-smoking, you know, fucking freedom of speech guy, people are calling him a right-wing nut job because he, you know, disagrees with liberals on like three things.
Well, I don't know if he's a right-wing nut job. I don't think he is. But I don't like is, like, he makes these bland jokes, and he stands up there when he makes these jokes, and he acts like he just made the best joke in the world, and everybody laughs, and it's like, oh, God, that was so corny and old. It was like a joke from the 80s, and it's like, I can't with this. And, like, why? He's not – it's – I just don't get the appeal.
Well, HBO loves them. HBO is part of the same family as CNN nowadays, so it kind of makes sense to move that together. At the same time, Chris Lich, this is the guy who they brought in to kind of save CNN from completely drowning. He is lobbying Gayle King to come on and do a primetime show on CNN. Gayle King hosts CBS, the morning show on CBS Channel 2.
Right.
That's a fucking long-ass day.
That is a long day. It's not that long. I mean, if you're just the host, you do it a couple hours. What is that? How many hours a day?
She's in the studio at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
And then they want her to be in the studio at 9 o'clock at night, too. When are you going to have a life?
Is it live?
Yeah, it's all live. It's television.
Oh, it's television. Thank you.
I also, can I just say this, too? And this is very obviously going to be slanted in my view of the world. The person who's going to save CNN is not an established star on another TV network. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you need to find the next
new person.
Yes, you need to find the next voice. All these networks are getting this shit kicked out of them by podcasts. That's where your next act is going to come from. Not let's get the girl who does mornings on CBS. Like, what is Gayle King going to bring to us at 9 o'clock at night on CNN that people are going to be like, I can't miss an episode of Gayle King.
Right.
I don't know, but
yeah, the answer is nothing, something Frank.
Oh, okay.
The answer is absolutely nothing.
All right. Well, what'd you ask me for?
America's biggest problem.
Is it us? Are we the problem?
That's it. Podcast. All right. Yeah.
Next. Jack me off for $2. Ambrosia for the table.
No, stop it. Do people really like ambrosia?
Ugh.
It's a nice little dessert for like a family get together picnic thing.
Ugh.
You get a little bowl, tiny bowl full. Nice palate cleanser.
I'd rather watch Gayle King on CNN than have to fucking eat ambrosia.
Your wish is granted.
Yeah. They took a poll. And they asked Americans what was the biggest problem.
Okay.
According to Americans, it was not inflation. It was not illegal immigration. It was not the economy in general. It's not racism, not poverty, not crime. Number one answer by far. You want to take a guess? No.
It's not guns.
Not crime, not violence, not guns.
Politics?
Liberals.
Liberals. The number one answer that Americans gave was the government / poor leadership. Was the number one answer. Yeah. Fucking yeah, hit it on the head.
Problem. That's a big problem. It's the hypocrite, you know, the hypocrisy of every, it's good for one side, it's not good for the, you know, it's, there's a lot of that shit. And it's just, I don't know. I don't know what the solution is, but it's definitely not what we have now, because it's just, it's never ending fighting. And then whenever we make any kind of deal or compromise, it's the slightest change, and then it'll be another 30 years before we make another slight change. And it's just, we're just crawling along. That's my view.
Our government is the ambrosia of political leaders.
Yes. Lobbyists. Paige put a close second. Whenever you have lobbying going on, that's just politicians in someone's pocket. That's all it is.
Wait, Paige also said this. When you get to my age, ambrosia is good again. Maybe I'm not at the age where ambrosia comes back around again.
I think you miss it. 10 days from now, you'll have ambrosia. And you'll
be like, maybe. That's pretty good. I'm only at the lemon cake stage. I didn't know there was ambrosia coming down the line.
I haven't had ambrosia in gotta be 15 years.
Yeah.
And I still think it's great.
All right, we talked about Tom Brady. Let's go down the line of the other retirements we got today. Ozzy Osbourne hung it up.
He's up there.
Yeah, this guy's unbelievable. So he had a tour planned. He postponed it, I think, like 5 years ago. And then, like, today he's like, hey, I'm not getting better anytime soon, so we're going to refund all those tickets.
Poor guy. I always loved that show. Really.
It was so sweet too, because he was like, "Thank you all for holding on to your tickets for so long." I was like, "Oh, that's so sweet."
It's terrible. You know, it's he said his voice is 100%. He could sing. It's just his physical, his body. It's just he can't get out there and be on stage like he used to.
God bless him, man.
What is he? He's 80 years old, something like that.
And I'll tell you what, I mean, he's nowhere near as good as he was back in the day, but you couldn't tell a fan of his that. They fucking will go up there and see his geriatric ass half perform. They love him.
Wheel him out. Let's go. He's only 74.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, if he could sing, I'm sure there's people that I feel everybody holding a ticket would probably go to see him if he just sat there in a chair and sang.
Yeah. By the way, Adele canceled a couple of shows and the entire country lost their fucking minds. Ozzy was like, "I can't do it anymore." And everybody was like, "It's okay, buddy. We understand."
Yeah, right.
They still love him. They just love him.
The guy's a legend.
Yeah. Speaking of the Ozzy show there, Jay Zabs, I saw an interview with his son, Jack, the other day.
Oh, I wonder what he looks like now. Good.
Terrible. But he was saying that they agreed to do this show. They filmed the pilot and then they just kept going for whatever reason. And before they knew it, they had the whole first season in the can. And so MTV came to them and they were like, "All right, well, you have to sign the contracts." And they were like, "Okay, well, just change this." They kept on asking for changes and changes and changes. They did this so much that the drop dead air date for the show, for the first show, they couldn't postpone it. So they aired the first show without a contract. Then the Osbournes dragged it on so much that the entire first season aired before they actually had them signed to a contract. And that was such a bad move, because then Sharon turned around and said, "You aired the whole first season without even having our okay. And now you want a second season?" And MTV had to pay out the ass to get them for a second season.
Isn't
that crazy?
Good for them.
Like, usually with TV shows, you're so desperate to get a TV show, so every first year deal is such shit, and then you're locked in for like another 3 years where you're not making any money on anything, and you gotta wait, you know, 4 or 5 years to cash in. These fuckers just didn't sign the contract and made it in season two, which is, I thought, was a pretty amazing call.
That's great. A good move.
Dr. Phil is also hanging it up. We learned that today.
Like, how long has his show been going on? It's got to be over 20 years, right?
21 years of Dr. Phil. Yeah. 21 years of Dr. Phil. Here's what's embarrassing, though, and I would be ashamed if I was Dr. Phil on this one. He's going to retire, and then CBS said, "We're still going to run his show for another year or so. We're just going to mix up the segments and just fucking keep it going."
Mix up the segments. I mean, I can understand mixing up the episodes, but the segments?
The segments, because none of it's really topical. I mean, it's all...
Well, it might not be topical, but if you have segments, I mean, that one leads into the next.
Right.
If you're talking to the same person for three segments in a row.
No, there's so many commercials that you forget what happened previously by the time it comes back on.
That's kind of true.
Yeah, and I bet you out of an hour show, people probably watch for a half hour, so if they just switch it around, people are like, "I never saw this before."
Yeah. Right.
Hey, if it works, what the hell? I don't think I've ever watched Dr. Oz in my life. I've never seen an episode.
Dr. Phil.
I'm sorry, Dr. Phil. Whatever.
It's fucked up February for Frank's defense. He's fucked up. He's gonna be fucked up all month.
Leave me alone.
I watched when that Catch Me Outside girl was on it.
Okay.
That was a long time ago though. No.
By the way, that's the lone breakout star from the Dr. Phil show.
It's true.
Who else made? And she's making more money than fucking he is.
Probably.
Right. Yeah. Wasn't there a serial killer on his show?
A serial killer?
I feel it's something like that. Was Casey Anthony on his show too, or no?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, that was one of the shows that they always got, like, the whoever was in the headlines kind of a fucking thing going.
Yeah.
Jack me off for $2. Will Ant go see Dave Matthews at 74?
Yeah. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, I would. I totally would. I get it. Like, I'm not making fun of the Aussie people. I'm just stating facts. Like, they love him no matter what. It's just, like, if Ozzy murdered somebody, they'd be like, that person probably had it coming.
Yeah, Ozzy doesn't murder.
you know,
some kind of good reason.
Yeah. Yeah. I would absolutely go see. I will see Dave. You know what's funny? I think about that all the time because, like I said, I used to do some marketing consultant work for one of the theaters out in the Hamptons. And it would just be one, you know, washed up oldies act after the next. And you would see these, like we did, who's the fucking young heartthrob guy from the Partridge Family? What was his name? David Cassidy?
David Cassidy, is that it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dude, like they had, this fucking theater had to pull in extra security because the old women were out of fucking control, throwing their panties around. They sent,
don't say that word.
They sent, this is 100% true, some woman sent a pair of her panties to the theater. Attention, David Cassidy.
Swear it wasn't me. That's sorry, hilarious. Mom.
Just a pair of old lady panties.
Oh, Mom.
I went with my brother to see Tom Jones 10, 15 years ago, however long.
Oh, my God.
And the whole place, and this was, he had to be at the time 60-something, 70 years old. And he's up there, white hair. You know, he's just doing his thing. Sounds like he does. If you hear the song, it's not unusual. He sounds exactly the same.
Mm.
But all these women throwing their underwear on the stage.
They go crazy.
And there's one, you could tell it was this young girl, maybe in her 20s. She just walks up to the stage, places it, and turns around and walks back. Like, you know, like her parents, her mom was like, just go give this to Tom Jones. It'll be great. And she just ran around. And she just walks up, places it on the stage, turns around. It was like no enthusiasm whatsoever.
It's fucking crazy. But I would watch these people, and I would be like, this is going to be me with Dave Matthews. Like, I'm going to be like, you know, he's going to be like 90, falling over on stage. And I'm going to be like, doesn't he sound great? Doesn't he sound good tonight?
That's what it is.
Damn it.
Dave Matthews will tour nursing homes, and I will fucking be there. I'm going to be like, oh, he's going to the big nursing home this year. It's going to be fantastic.
He's packing them in.
By the way, Frank's dumb fucking bartender, that little thing you did, is stuck in my head now. And I every time I hear bartender the song.
Bartender, diddly.
That's why I'm fucking here. Fucking ruin that song for me now.
Well, not for nothing, but the other day you played...
And every other song, because every other song sounds the same. Go ahead.
Before the show the other day, you were listening to the new Dave Matthews song.
Hmm.
And I was with it. I was like, all right, it's got a good riff. The music's not bad. And I'm sorry. I know you love him. But then he just starts singing. And I just can't.
It ruins it.
That's not my thing. Everybody loves it. People love Dave Matthews.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh my God. Like the riff was great. The drums, you know, it's got a different beat. Everything, you know, it's all good. You know, everything comes in, the music, and then all of a sudden he just launches into his song. And I'm like, no.
He was not what I would call a traditionally great singer. I've always said this, though. He's the weakest link in that band.
Yeah, I agree.
I've always said that. He is the weakest link in that band. The
musicians are all great.
He's a great songwriter, and he actually is a decent guitar player, too. Everybody, you know, I saw a thing come up the other day that guitar players traditionally hate his playing because they can't do it.
Oh, really?
Like, even really good, because he does his, he stretches his fingers and the chords are all really weird. That would be a challenge for Frank, to see if Frank could play Dave Matthews
or
songs.
Roommate.
I'll do that.
You think your roommate would be into that? I mean, it's advanced shit.
Give me a song. I'll learn it.
Yeah.
Challenge? Are we doing a challenge?
Challenge it up.
All right.
Give me a song.
You have to be honest, though. I'm going to give you, I'll give you three songs.
Honest what? I'll play it for you.
But I'm just saying, you have to be honest, and if it's difficult, you have to be.
Oh, sure. I'm not going to. I'll let you know. Just you give me a song, and I'll see if I can learn it.
All right. Now, is this something we do live? Or is this like, here's a song and you get like a week to work on it?
You tell me.
What are we talking about here? Jay Sam's going to need you to referee this. How long would they get?
To learn it?
Jack me off says learn bartender.
I would say 2 weeks.
2 weeks? That's a long time. I think Frank could get it in 2 weeks. Yeah. I don't know about your roommate, but.
You hear me playing my fucking Slapping the best.
Have you learned any songs yet?
Slap a little bass. Yeah, have you? Are you starting a husband? Are you doing a Jack White, Meg White thing with your husband?
Yep.
You are. You're playing. Do you play together, you guys?
No. He tries to. He tries. He's like, I'm gonna learn some John Mayer because I really heard that it drops the panties.
What?
Love him.
I mean, for real. He's a character.
There's a lot. That right there, that I'm like, please don't ever say that again. Okay.
I saw John Mayer give away a pair of tickets to something because some girl wouldn't give up her seat at the bar, her friend's seat at the bar. Did you guys see this?
No.
You know, some bullshit promotion that he's doing. He like walks up to the bar and this girl's sitting there and she turns and looks and she's clearly a massive fan. And she's just like, she almost slides off her little chair and she's fucking looking at him. And he's like, oh, is this seat taken? And she's like, oh my God. She's like, I love you, but my friend is sitting there. And he's like, really? You won't let me have this seat? And she's like, no, I can't. Like, it's taken. And he's like, all right. He's like, I was just testing to see if you're a good friend. And he gave her passes, I think, to his show or some tour. I don't know what, the Super Bowl, maybe. I forget what she won tickets
to. That's cool.
Yeah. It was like, if you're a good friend or not.
I got to tell you, if you and I were sitting at a bar and James Hetfield walked up and said, is this seat taken? I'd be like, fuck you. Come on. All yours, buddy. I'm buying the first round.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yep. You want some blueberry port? You look like you like blueberry port.
A snifter or two.
Where is your wife to refill that blueberry port glass? That's what I want to know. What is she doing?
She doesn't have to refill my glass for me.
She should be on that glass, my man. All right. That's what you should be doing right now.
Yeah.
So, J-Sabs, why do you have a bass? Are you learning?
Maybe.
Slap a little bass.
Maybe I'll invite you guys to come, you know, watch me play at a winery this summer.
Okay, listen.
What is this blueberry port? I'm in.
This is a challenge. Frank, I'm going to look and see what the most difficult Dave Matthews song is to play.
You're going
to
give me the most difficult one?
Yeah, well, why would I give you the easiest one?
Not the easiest, but, like, the most difficult? Okay.
Because here's what I want to know. Like, can you, like, what do you need? Sheet music? Do you need to see it in a video? Is that
just
cheating?
Tell me the song.
Just tell you the song.
Just tell me the song. Mm. I'll learn it on my own.
All right.
I'll look up how to play it, tabs, whatever I need, and I'll learn it.
All right. I need J-Sab's investigative powers for this next story.
Oh, God. Hurry up.
Jessica Simpson.
Oh, I don't know. Well, go ahead.
Do you know? Okay. Jessica Simpson admitted to having a secret romance with a massive movie star. Hmm. She said that, and this was around the time where she split with Nick Lachey before they got divorced. She said she ran into the movie star at like an award show or something, and that he undressed her with his eyes, and she never forgot it. And then they met up after the divorce at a Beverly Hills hotel. He snuck her into the Beverly Hills hotel. She said nothing happened, but they did kiss, and she got a quote warm rush all the way down her body.
Whoa.
Ew.
She said the mystery man told Simpson at the time that his relationship with his girlfriend was completely over. That was a lie. In fact, he was married, I believe.
Wow, who could this be?
Yeah, and she said that it was, wait, let me get this right, because I don't want to fuck this up. I'm going to get this right. That it was her teenage fantasy come to life.
All right, so it's someone older than her.
Mm-hmm.
So when she was a teenager, or someone, it could have been someone like, it's a movie star, though.
I thought it could possibly be Ben Affleck.
Well, he's married to J-Lo now.
Right.
Yeah, but this was back in 2006.
Oh, happened. I thought she was currently seeing him.
No.
She's currently seeing her lips right now. They're blocking her eyes. They're so
far.
That's the best Jessica Simpson impression I have ever seen.
It's messed up.
Holy shit.
Rhonda thinks it's Adam Levine.
Take my breath away. Remember
no, but cover? When she popped before Adam Levine, maybe that would still be a teenage.
But movie star, she said movie star. He's not
movie a, star. Oh yeah, good catch, Frank. He's not movie, a big star. Movie star. Yeah.
I mean, it could be. I mean, that doesn't really narrow it down. It could be almost anybody.
Well, you have to go back to that time, see what movies were big.
Early 2000s.
Because they would have had to be at this award show, right?
Yeah, but they would have to have been at that award show, correct. But how Jim old Carrey. Is she?
I'll say Jim Carrey.
She's 42. So she's not. She was born in 1980.
Jim Carrey? What?
I'll say Jim Carrey.
Absolutely not.
So who was a big movie star when shows. we were teenagers? Jim Carrey's one of them.
What's his face? The guy who played Spider-Man?
Tobey Maguire?
Yeah, and he's been married forever.
Could have been him. Who else was big in the 90s?
2006, right?
Yeah, we're talking her teenage years was the 90s. And who was she admiring when she was a teenager?
She's the same age as us, isn't she?
Right.
Let's see.
Deanna guesses Jack Nicholson. Bird says George Clooney.
Okay. I'm sorry, but is Jay Sabs isn't wrong? Would you look at that?
What?
I mean,
look at those lips. Like, that top lip is half of her fucking face.
It's a big top lip.
That is a huge, that's a lot of real estate.
I mean, leave her alone. She's all right.
I will not.
Okay, don't leave her alone.
Okay, there was another 42. One.
42.
I said that 10 minutes ago.
Oops, sorry. I just want to be sure.
There's a delay. Leonardo DiCaprio. That's a good guess.
It's not Janine's fault. She couldn't hear me over Jessica Simpson's stuff.
Lips.
Jude Law. Okay. Good guess. Scott Baio.
Oh, Jude Law is a good guess.
Jude Law is a good guess.
Yeah, it could be anyone. There's no real clues here, except that it's a big movie star in the 90s, 2000s. Who the hell? It could be almost anybody.
You know what? It's going to come out in Us Weekly next week. I'm sure her friend will tell the tabloids.
Do you think so? Somebody's going to snitch?
Yeah.
It's Adam Sandler.
Oof. Yeah. He's too wholesome.
I feel like he's been married forever anyway.
Good Long Island boy. Would never do wrong. Yeah. I'm dying to know. I will say this is how you get me involved in celebrity bullshit. Like if you make it a mystery, now I'm kind of curious.
Yeah.
You're hooked?
Yeah, I get hooked. I want to know.
Matt Damon says Ossiani. Johnny Depp.
I was going to say Matt Damon too. Well, Matt
too
Damon.
Too young though. I don't know. I feel like if it's a teenage, maybe not.
Tom Cruise.
Not. Could be another young person, I guess.
Paul says Julia Roberts for some reason.
Hot. It's hot. Well, that's a lot of lip. That's a lot of lips.
That's a, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lip smacking good time.
That would be the equivalent.
What?
Oh, God.
You just make yourself laugh with your own joke before you said it. Yeah.
That would be the equivalent of two wide load trucks backing into each other.
So, yeah, it wasn't even that good. Suck.
Dad joke.
Because they have wide lips.
No.
Julia Roberts. This is Julia Roberts. This is her smile. She's like, she's got the widest fucking smile ever. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, but she pulls it off. She's gorgeous.
She does. And I have nothing to stand on.
Christopher Walken.
Nah, he
Jessica
smells weird.
Simpson. Get this watch out of my ass.
Oh, my God.
There's millions.
Good guess. Oh.
There's a Netflix documentary coming out about a dog who's a millionaire.
It's all
it turns out to be a con. They say that this old lady left $400 to $500 million to this German shepherd. And there's all sorts of pictures and everything. And like the German shepherd. I don't know. They say this German shepherd was like so popular in the 90s. Do you remember Gunther's? No. The German Shepherd millionaire dog?
Gunther, no. The only Gunther I remember from the 90s was on Friends.
Good point. Let's move on.
I hate the story now. Megan Fox said that she manifested Machine Gun Kelly.
I can't anymore. Come on.
In an interview, she said that when she was 4 years old, she dreamt up and manifested Machine Gun Kelly.
She might have.
And what a coincidence that was, because she's exactly 4 years older than him.
So we could blame her for Machine Gun Kelly?
Yeah, she believes that she created Machine Gun Kelly from her imagination.
Okay.
That's the kind of fucking weed I need to get.
That's out there, baby.
Mm-hmm.
People do believe in that.
Believe in, like, what? Manifesting, like, people?
Yeah, no, just like things, like manifesting things. And I guess people could be a part of it too.
I believe in that.
You do?
I believe there is a bizarre connection between our brain and the universe.
Oh, absolutely. I think there's all kinds of weird shit like that. But
because do you know how many times, like, I think of something and then it's not like a day or two, 4 or 5 days later, and like I'll come across it or something.
I don't think that's manifesting. I think that's like some kind of psychic ability.
Well, I don't know if it's a psychic ability. I don't know if I'm saying I'm causing it or creating it, but I think there's definitely some sort of relationship because it's odd how you will not see something for a while and then somebody brings it up and then all of a sudden you see it everywhere, or, you know.
Yeah, right. I think there's also a little bit of like slight coincidence to it. I'm thinking like, no, look, like if someone... If someone said to you, you know, a carrot cake, and you haven't thought of carrot cakes in years, and tomorrow you'll see carrot cake.
Yes.
It's going to be like, well, if we didn't bring it up, you would have saw that cake anyway. It's just a fact. It's just a coincidence that we have been talking about it.
Yes. I agree. There's definitely that. But there's also cases where, like, I will think of a scene in a movie or, like, I have an actor in a movie. It'll just kind of pop in my head. And then, like, a week and a half later, that movie will be on TV. And it's, like, a movie that hasn't been on... It's not one that plays on TBS, like, all the time. But
I was just going to say, was it on TBS?
Like,
the weird part is that you're watching a TV channel.
Yeah, but it's just weird. It's, like, I'll just come across it, and it'll just be, like, what? This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you know? Definitely some weird stuff out there like that. I've run into that kind of thing.
Like, for instance, I talked the other day about London Falling, the one about the secrets that remember. And yeah. I was, like... I remember watching Olympus Falling, and I was like, I kind of want to watch Olympus Falling again. I'm flipping through the channels, and I get to the sci-fi channel, and they're playing nothing. It was at the gym. I go to the gym. There's no hockey game on. There's no sports. I can't watch anything. I'm like,
this story
I don't know.
Already is full of holes. Chock full of holes.
I'm like, there it is on the sci-fi channel. I've never watched that. I don't even know where that is. I was just fucking haphazardly scrolling, and it's on fucking the sci-fi channel. That's a little weird.
That is.
It's weird.
How about,
is it weirder than you being at the gym? I don't know.
No, it's not.
The other day, my daughter learned about Arctic animals, and she came home and was like, I want a husky puppy. And I was like, well, I want one too. Go ask your father. The next day in Target, there was a really cute husky puppy that I went crazy for. She was like, she couldn't believe it. She was like, we were just talking about this yesterday. What's going on?
Her little mind was blown.
It's weird stuff. It's weird. Sometimes that happens.
But I think unless you're talking about it or thinking about it, I don't think it happens. Mm. Like, I don't think that's psychic. I think that's just some sort of inherent, like, you know how they say we're all made of the same matter and shit.
Oh, this is going to be too deep. I need some of that blueberry port now. Yeah.
Save this for the 420 show.
All right, I will. I just think that there's some sort of weird relationship that.
Oh, absolutely. I think we're all connected in some weird way. I get it.
Like New York Telephone?
I'm on board with that. Like New York Telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Truman Show. That's
a joke that not a lot of people would get unless you live in New York.
Not really.
In the 90s. This
fucking jack me off. I'm manifesting a liberal Jane Sams right now.
Jack me off for the win.
Jack me off for the win, right?
That's pretty good. Yeah, is that a Neil deGrasse Tyson sort of a thought? It might be.
It is.
Oh, he has some wild thoughts. You ever go on YouTube, you watch his, every now and then he has stuff that keeps him up at night.
Yeah.
And he says, this is something that keeps me up at night.
Yeah.
And he'll launch into this thing that makes you think.
That's a good Neil deGrasse Tyson, by the way.
The stars were formed billions of years ago.
That's exactly.
This is how he talks to his wife before, you know.
Well, she's I'm not. Gonna, you know, she's into Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Here's the bit we need to
do. We're going to make coitus.
Neil deGrasse Tyson talking to Jessica Simpson. That's what we need to do.
Now, Jessica, let me throw this at you. This is what keeps me up at night. The solar system is made up of the same molecules as you and I are. Think about that for a while.
You got the breath down too. He's got weird breath when he talks.
Okay.
Like you don't you get the feeling like when you talk to him, like your hair will move a little because he's just like exhaling out so much breath?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Anyway. He's got some deep shit.
This is weird because the show's over and J Sabs is still here. I don't know what to do.
Oh, I was gonna leave in like 1 minute.
Yeah, that's it. Super Bowl trivia. Don't forget, we got Super Bowl trivia coming up a week from this Friday.
That's right.
Yeah. Don't go.
I'm not going.
Aaron's working on Super Bowl trivia. Now we know Frank's going to do Dave Matthews Challenge. Is there an update on the comedy material? Have you been writing? Give us an update, Jason.
No, but I actually have been watching a few more comedy specials. Wait, how many pumps will J-Sabs manifest tonight? Good 4 or 5 pumps.
That's not enough pumps.
That's not enough pumps.
No.
Come on, that's it. You've been watching specials. I thought you'd be like writing material.
We're all watching specials, and nobody doesn't mean we're standing on stage.
We're not working on 10 minutes.
Yeah, right.
So you've done nothing. You've done nothing since we decided.
Except watch comedy specials.
Okay.
I mean, I guess
I'm trying
that's
to get
something.
Material. You know,
you can't take other people's material.
Yes, you can. This is America, damn it.
I mean, it's not cool.
Don't let the Dane cook.
So that's a lot of people. Can't do that shit. That is faux pas, taboo, no good.
I like this too. It's Frank DeGrasse. That's good.
All right.
It's not too bad.
Billions of years ago. That's it.
We got to write a sketch where you talk to J-Subs in the fucking Jessica Simpson impersonation.
I love Neil deGrasse Tyson. I could watch him.
What's going on with my hair?
If he gave lectures, I'd sit there and just.
J-Subs, do a roast. Oh, I wish I could do a roast. Who would I roast?
Bird, I want to get high on your 420 episode. Man, everybody's going to be high on
who
that
doesn't?
Episode. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Should we invite some member guests on?
We could do that. Let's see, why not? We did last time.
Was that the 420 show?
And some other people, yeah.
And I remember. That was a bad show for me, though, because I was very out of it. That's right. There was like 14 people waiting to get on.
I'm like, nope.
Go to Eddie.
You didn't even know?
I didn't realize. I was all fucked up. Now we can end the show. Thank God. I felt weird.
Man, can't
I? I don't know what to do.
No, that's weird. You can't end the show with J-Sabs on it?
No. It's very uncomfortable. It's very, very uncomfortable.
Become a member, folks. The link is below. Join. You hit the join button. Or go to anthonyonair.com. Become a member. Different levels of membership. Pick the one that you like. And you get exclusive content. You get a lot of our members. We bring on the show every now and then. The 420 show, the Super Bowl trivia show. We're going to bring on a member. So
we're going to have a bunch of members. One member is going to play with us, and the other members are going to be the phone a friend.
I like it.
Yeah. Very exciting.
It's going to be fun.
Exciting stuff. Join now, because if not, you're basically stealing free entertainment.
Anthony's kind of playing some hardball now.
Yeah.
It's kind of letting you have it if you
try to get the numbers up a little bit.
I can't blame you.
All right, that's it. We're gonna hammer out these details of this Dave Matthews Challenge trivia.
Give me a song. I just need a song.
I'm gonna give you three.
I gotta learn three. No, I can't.
I think it's gotta be three. One is easy. That's you can get lucky on one.
Show me potato salad.
Ran out of time. So. Can't respond.
Maybe we should go now.
Thanks, everybody.